The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Let's have that Charlie Morton conversation next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, April 28th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. Charlie Morton, we all loved him coming into the season, and all he's done is break our hearts. Puts up another clunker on Thursday. He does not escape the third inning. He gives up 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, and to this point, he has a 7.00 ERA, a 1.78 whip. Chris, what is going on with Charlie Morton, and what do we do?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on is he can't throw his fastball for strikes, and he can't get guys to chase his curveball, and seeing as he throws those two pitches about 85% of the time, if not more, most seasons, I mean, that's the whole thing right there. So the problem with Charlie Morton right now is just he's not very good. 3 walks in 3 straight starts. I don't think he had 3 walks. He didn't have more than 3 walks in any start last season, right? That was the stat you said on the full show.
No, he didn't have he didn't have a stretch where he had
stretch with 3. Okay.
3+ walks in 3 starts. Yeah.
Okay. It's really bad right now. But on the other hand, his velocity's fine. His spin rate's fine. It seems like his delivery is fine. So there doesn't seem to be an obvious answer for why he's struggling, except that he's just not pitching well. And sometimes that happens. I would be more willing to write it off as just a sometimes things happen thing if he wasn't coming back from that broken leg that he suffered in the World Series. But I think I'm okay giving him a bit of a pass. I'm not worried at all. I can't say I'm a 0 on the worryometer, but I'm not a 5 even. I would say I'm a 4 on the old worryometer.
All right. And our buddy Scott White pointed out on Twitter that Charlie Morton allowed 28 runs in his first 39 innings last season, and he still had a 4.50 ERA on June 16th. So Morton was a slow starter last year. He's 1 year older. He's coming back from a broken leg. I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt. But again, we really like Charlie Morton coming into the season. I would be looking to buy low right now if you can. Someone you might be able to sell high for Charlie Morton is Zach Gallen. He was awesome, and he's been awesome. He was against the Dodgers on Wednesday. 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. The velocity is up. He's limiting hard contact. He's limiting walks. Chris, how far are you moving Zach Gallen up the rankings? Would you look to cash in right now while he's healthy?
I'm moving him to around 50, but I would be more likely to try to sell him than to just hold or to try to buy him, because the problem, and this is a problem with a lot of guys right now, Pablo Lopez had another amazing start on Wednesday, and you're facing a similar but more extreme version of it with Zach Gallen, where he's looked really good. He's throwing harder than he ever has. He got a bunch of swing strikes on his fastball today. That's all really good. The problem is he had UCL damage last year, and he seemed like a very likely candidate for a Tommy John surgery at some point in the near future, and that hasn't happened yet, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. Doesn't mean it will happen, obviously, but there's a lot of risk with Zach Gallen, and so it's really hard to value these guys who are currently healthy and currently pitching well and who you think are likely to pitch very well moving forward. But Zach Gallen could make 25 more starts, or he could make 1 more start, and anything in between wouldn't surprise me. So I think when things are going well for Zach Gallen in particular, I would be trying to sell him this season.
All right, let's rank some waiver wire outfielders. Taylor Ward just keeps on going, man. 3 hits on Wednesday. He was a single short of the cycle. He hit a grand slam. He's now up to 4 home runs. And of course, he's leading off just ahead of Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout in the Angels lineup. He is 40% rostered. A few other outfielders available. Tommy Pham went 2-for-4 with his third home run. Max Kepler hit 2 home runs of his own. Anthony Santander, back-to-back days with a home run. Chris, how would you rank Taylor Ward, Tommy Pham, Max Kepler, Anthony Santander?
I think these guys are all probably in the same range, and it's probably in like the 50 to 65 range at outfielder overall. I do think if you had to make a decision to add one of them right now, Taylor Ward would be the guy. And then the reason I say that is just because I think he's a little more high profile right now. He's been so hot over the last week or so and had such a big game on Wednesday that there's the opportunity cost of not trying to add him right now is greater than Kepler, although he did have the 2-homer game, or Santander or Pham. I just think there's probably a little more allure of the unknown with Taylor Ward. So passing up on him in favor of those other guys, I think you could kind of flip a 4-way coin as far as who's going to be the best of them. And I don't think any side of that coin would be wrong. I don't know where you get a 4-sided coin, but you know, just follow along. I do like Anthony Santander a lot. There's I saw today that he's wearing glasses while playing, which could account for the fact that he has by far the best walk rate of his career. He's playing really well. I think he's really interesting. I'm interested in adding all of these guys, but you know, Santander and Taylor Ward kind of stand out a little bit for me.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.